Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now. Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode of Your Book, My Time. I could not be more delighted than to welcome one of my fellow experts from the Living Healthy List platform, Aura Martinez. I met Aura through the platform. I've gotten to know her a little bit. And the one thing I can tell you is she is just a bubble of good energy. In my world in business, the collaboratives I choose to be a part of, there is no competition. There can never be enough coaches offering wellness, positivity, and incredible impact. So I am absolutely delighted to welcome you, Aura. Welcome to this podcast conversation. I can't wait to get started.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. So thank you.
Aura's book is called Creating a Lifetime of Wellness. And I think that I was drawn to the title and to the material in the book because she really shares her own personal experience. Anybody who follows me, watches me during my daily lives, listens to these podcast conversations, or subscribes to my YouTube channel knows that I believe in what we call authentic voice. Aura, I'm so happy to have you to share your voice with us today. I want to ask you to get started by telling us the story behind your story.
Yes. So I actually started out as a wellness and life coach, helping people get out of the sugar roller coaster they would find themselves in. Mm. And interesting enough, the people that would come to me, they didn't need a meal plan. They didn't need to be told what exercise to do or anything like that. There was something else going on that didn't allow them to really have this healthy relationship with food and their body. And it was then that I understood that if we were to go to the core of who we are, and understand ourselves in such a deeper level, we can literally shift and transform several areas of us and our life. That's what led me to becoming a self-discovery and empowerment coach. And that's what led me also to writing the book, Creating a Lifetime of Wellness. So that book encourages self-discovery, encourages the self-exploration, because that is key to experiencing that lifetime of wellness that we all deserve and want.
Mm. Well, we happen to be having this live discussion, which will be launched on transformationtalkradio.com in the season of the summer solstice. We just began the season of summer, and this is a season, it's a great opportunity for reflection, for that personal discovery, the personal commitment to self, and really to, I love what you said, getting off the sugar roller coaster. So it sounds like you came to this through food, but when you went down a little bit deeper, as I call, you found there was a lot of other stuff going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And even my own journey with food is also part of it all, right? I am a big believer that, one, we are the common denominator in everything in our life. And the beauty about that is that as human beings, we tend to always look outside of ourselves for what needs to shift. Nothing wrong with that. But we forget the most powerful person that actually has to shift first, and that is ourselves. And it's when we have that inner transformation that we can then have that outer transformation, whether that be in weight loss, right? Whether that be in relationship, whether that be in our finances. So that's why that deep exploration is so important, no matter what area of our life we're wanting to transform.
I love this. We are the common denominator in everything in our lives. If things aren't going well in this bucket and that bucket and that bucket and that bucket, then what's the common denominator? We are. And so often the impact on the common denominator is simply our thoughts. It's the thoughts that we have that are often negative. And I love that you're really coming from a place of this total reforming, transformation, transformative way of thinking, which leads to a transformed way of being, whichever the, what I call well-being area of your life.
Yes. If you don't mind me adding, there's so many layers to it. So it's not just our thoughts, even though that plays a big role. It's also whatever layer we may have. That's how I like to call it, layer. That could be a story that we're telling ourselves. That could be a cultural conditioning. That could be a societal conditioning, something that we learn from our family. So there's like so many factors that play a role, but all of it has to do with ourselves. And one thing that I want to say too, when I say that we are the common denominator, I don't want anyone listening to this to think that this is about pointing the finger as in blaming yourself. This is not about blaming. Yes, it's about pointing the finger, but pointing the finger at the person that has the most power in your life, the person that has the capacity to shift your life, the person that is ultimately in control of you.
This is beautiful. I absolutely love this. Of course, you know, I love, you know, you go from blaming to power. I call that 100% in your control. I want to ask you, what is your primary audience? Who are the people you speak with most frequently? Who is on your mind when you're speaking out this type of transformation?
The person that I speak to is actually the years earlier version of me, which was that version. Interesting, right? Because everything that I offer, I once needed myself, right? And so I work with women and also with men. And I also do my work in Spanish as well.
Yay. Hold on one second. Stop. This is so important. Thank you so much for sharing that here today, that you do your work in Spanish as well. This is an area of great interest. I do not speak Spanish, but there are so many Spanish-speaking people in our country today. This is absolutely vital. So thank you. I really am glad to know that.
Oh, thank you. I feel that this is very much needed in the Latin community, because at least in the Latin community, we did not grow up thinking about coaches. And as a matter of fact, in a lot of Latin American countries, if you go to a psychologist, people will look at you like you're crazy. There must be something wrong with you. That stereotype, right? And it's time to remove that, because as human beings, we actually grow through other people. We don't grow on our own. That means that there are going to be moments and stages in our life where we're going to need help. We're going to need support. There's nothing wrong if you need a therapist. There's nothing wrong if you need a psychologist. There's nothing wrong if you need a coach. As a matter of fact, it takes a lot of courage and strength to admit, you know what, I need support in this. I need support.
This is so huge. You know, I want to really reveal that I thought about asking you the question as a Latina, but I wasn't sure if I A, should, or B, if it needed to be asked in that way. But one thing I can tell you is I am so glad we got here, because in my limited experience, I also know people from the Latin community, Hispanic heritage, who would never, it's just so out of order to be in that this self-help mode. There's pride, there's cultural heritage, there's all the things that you just said. So do you offer groups? Do you work one-on-one? Please tell us how it is that you work, because I'm like your newest fan and promoter to the Spanish-speaking community.
Oh, thank you. I mainly do one-on-one. I don't do group yet. I do one-on-one.
Okay.
For those that are wanting to do a self-paced course, I also offer courses both in Spanish and in English. Mm-hmm. So that is also available. If you don't mind me sharing one of them that I just love so very much, is entitled Your Frustration is Your Liberation. Make this feeling work for you. The reason why I'm such a big fan of that is because it was my frustration at one point that I felt 9 years ago that led me to my calling. So many times, especially nowadays, right, where the frustration is high, depression is high, anxiety is high, we tend to numb our emotions. And doing so is such a disservice to our future self, to what that emotion is meant. So not to go off on a tangent here, but I offer courses and I do one-on-one.
Good. This is not a tangent. Your frustration is your liberation. Make this feeling work for you. This is precisely on point. I'm loving this conversation. I'm so excited. Can you please remind me? I don't want to click off to another tab. What's your website? It's auramartinez.com.
Auraemartinez.com. Right. The E is because that's my second name, Aura Elena Martinez. Mm-hmm. For those that may be wondering why.
Right. Okay. So auraemartinez.com. I want to encourage anybody listening to this to go to this website and find the self-paced courses, especially in Spanish, and bring them out, share them on your social media. I cannot think of a better service that is more needed today than what it is that you're offering, because I just have not found that many options. So in the one-to-one coaching that you do, based in your own experience, that's what I say. This is why I resonated with you the first time I felt, because I feel energy. So I felt the authenticity of self showing up in your work, your output, your impact. So in your one-on-one sessions, it sounds like you cover a lot of different things, maybe including nutrition, including self-discovery, including what I call it soul connection, connecting to self energy, and you're calling it that, you know, connection to self, right?
Yes. So depending on what the person wants to work with me, that's what we address. And I use my methodology. It's called the Aura Blueprint. Yes, it has my name for a reason. And that's because the first step we assess where they are now, where they would like to be, what is needed to close that gap, right? But not only that, just like the pilots before every flight, they know where they're at, they know where they're going, they have that flight plan. They have to make sure that the plane is good for the journey from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Many times the reason why we still parked and our life is still parked is because we're not fully ready for the journey. We may not be fully ready because of the layers that I discussed earlier. So we're going to make sure that the client is ready. It's ready for whatever it is that they say that they want. The second step is understand. We're going to understand what has kept them parked all this time. That's actually the start of the transformation. Mm-hmm. Why is this so important? It's not enough to know where you want to go. If you have not removed the layers, the story, you're not going to be able to be in alignment with what it is that you say that you want. So during that process, we start removing those layers, right? The R is for realignment. This too is very important. And what the realignment is all about is you realigning with the version of you that your vision requires. That is so important, right? You could say all you want, I want this, I want that. But if you are not in full-blown alignment, that means you know you are that person. You feel that person. You see yourself as that person. That's how you're able to close the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And then the final A is for aliveness. Because aliveness is what you're going to feel when you see that your outer world matches your inner world. But that's because the work within has been done. Hmm. Now, I'm going to clarify one thing. I believe that the work never finishes. We're always a work in progress. So it's so important that as we're working on ourselves that we continue on that journey. Right? That we continue on. That's how we continue to expand as human beings.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In my coaching work, I started kind of shallow, and that was okay. It worked out very well, and I worked in very short packages with people. But over the, I'm coming into like 8 years as a coach now, working full on as a coach. I call myself the confidence coach. I work with people in personal confidence and in business confidence. I find that my best work, the best impact, the best outcomes are when I go deeper. And that's what you're talking about, is continuing on the journey. As someone rises in my parlance, or as someone is on their journey, especially that realignment phase, I love that. And that leads to feeling alive, aliveness. I love this. For me, I call it confidence. I talk about the same idea that as you get more confident, you get more confident.
Oh, right?
Yeah. And yes. Are in the aura blueprint, you become more alive. And then what happens? You want to do more. You want to rise more, or you want to go deeper, and you want to be more and more in aliveness, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You start seeing yourself clearly. You start seeing your life clearly. And when I say clearly, there are times that we don't recognize our own beauty. We don't recognize how much confidence is already within us. We don't recognize the deepness of our potential. So the more you do this inner work and you remove all this gunk, you're able to see life for what it really is. You're able to see yourself for what you, or who you really are. Mm-hmm. And you're able to see your circumstances differently too. Yeah,
I call this clarity. This is what, friends, this is why, to me, there's no competition in business. I can bring on every empowerment coach, every self-discovery coach, every positivity coach. In some ways, they're all teaching their clients about confidence. I'm teaching my clients about this aura that Aura Martinez is sharing with us today. And there can never be enough. And there can never be too much. The need is so great. So this is answering the second question I ask, which is, why is your book worth my time? It's worth my time. I can feel the layers as you speak and share your process and your real impact space. I can feel the layers coming off. I love the aliveness stage of your methodology. And I want to ask you this question, which is so important, which is, when people read your book, what do you want them to do as a result of reading your book?
I want them to have a higher perspective of themselves and their life, a higher level of consciousness, better yet to say. Because many times the reason why we're not experiencing that deep fulfillment and greater wellness that we're wanting to experience is because we overlook the things that we shouldn't be overlooking. So this is why in the book I cover topics such as knowing what your needs are, knowing how to choose your friends right. You know how many times we disregard the role that the relationships that we have in our life. Choosing your companion right. Sleep. Oh, sleep is one of those things that it's huge. The relationship with your body. Choosing work that you love. Like all these things, everything matters. All of you matter. And every part of your life matters. And this is why I say that it is my desire that as people read the book, and it's an easy read too on purpose, because I don't want there to be any excuse for why you cannot transform your life, for you to gain this higher level of consciousness of you and your life.
Creating a lifetime of wellness is the name of the book. It's what we're talking about. And as you take off this layer, you rise higher. Yes, it's beautiful. As you take off this layer, you rise higher. As you take off this layer, you rise higher. I would like to ask you about the Latin community. I do know that there are blocks. There's blocks of what we call societal imposition, legacy imposition. Like you just do what you need to do. You just do your work and you just get on with it. And, you know, we don't have to talk about all this fluffy stuff. So what do we want to say to people to encourage them to understand that now is the time? You are the person in their own language, perhaps, where you can really support them to rise. Why? Why do we want them to do this? Why do we want them to break through that old paradigm?
It's so important to break through that paradigm because it's impossible for you to be all of you and for you to be your fullest unless you really have this deep understanding of who are you? Are you really living the life that you want to live, or are you living the life that society or that your culture?
Yeah.
Right? It's so important. It's so important that we get so connected with who we are, because that is the way to true happiness. That is the way for us to be a gift to others, not just for ourselves. That is the key. It's time. It's time for us to put down the blindfold that we've been having all this time. And I also speak for myself because I had a lot of blindfolds that was cultural. And it hurt me profoundly.
Yeah. This cultural imposition, you know, I'm having a very big energy on this sensibility, like, well, happiness is overrated. I didn't come here to be happy. But what we're understanding here today is that, in fact, every one of us were born with divine gifts. We were born with divine gifts. Everybody has a kind of divine gift. And sometimes because of life itself and these layers of which you're speaking, the gifts get suppressed, the gifts get hidden. And if you are not able to break through to create the well-being, a lifetime of well-being, to really allow your gift to come forth, then basically you're withholding that from others, right?
Oh, yeah. And when I say gift, I don't only mean it in terms of what you're meant to be doing. It's also giving genuine love, right? Being able to truly be this human being that people want to be around, right? Being a magnet for goodness. There's no way that you can fully be that when you're not fully your most authentic self. And it is impossible to be your authentic self if you have any kind of conditioning, if you have any kind of limiting beliefs, if you have any story that you've been telling yourself, and you're not seeing yourself the way the universe actually sees you, or whatever it is that people believe. I believe in God, right? And so we're all meant to be a gift to other people. That person that when they are around us, they feel better, right? They want to do more. They want to be more. We're designed to be a gift for one another. But before we can even get to that point, we need to be a gift to ourselves.
Very, very true that connecting with the self in the self-nurturing and self-loving way is so important. I love the idea that giving people what you're doing here today, especially people in your community, giving people permission to realize and understand they deserve to be loved, but also to give the love to others, to make the impact that they're in fact destined to make. That's what I'm getting from this conversation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're meant to, we're all meant to grow one another. We all create a ripple effect. We just don't realize that, right? We're all meant to be a light to each other. But when we're not a light to ourselves first, it's impossible to be that light for others. It's just impossible. Because we start seeing things through the lens of whatever it is that we are, that's going on within us. And so the way to change that is us doing that inner work.
I love the inner work. I love everything about the inner work. Doing the inner work changed my life. I'm Jewish. I have my own paradigms that I had to break through, the overachieving Jewish family, even the loving family, et cetera, breaking through my old type A perfectionist persona to really be able to rise in soul consciousness. So tell us your website again, please. And also tell us any other way we can get in touch with you. Do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have any offerings right now? Remind us of your courses on your website. Give it all to me.
Yes. So the site is www.aura, A-U-R-A, E Martinez with a Z at the end, .com. There you can subscribe to the weekly newsletter. I also have a free course. It's called The Path to Your Nirvana. I think that's how you say it. I speak different languages, so my accent. And you can also sign up for that course in the site. I'm also on Instagram as Aura Elena Martinez, Facebook, Aura E Martinez Coach. And I also have a Facebook group. It's called the Inner Globetrotters. It's all about the inner travel, the inner work, the self-exploration. And there's just so much goodness in the group, like free training that I do, bi-weekly videos, journal prompts, interviews with special guests. Oh, it's just so much goodness in there, so much goodness. And so I also do it in Spanish too. Everything in English is in Spanish as well.
I am so excited about this. I really mean that. I am going to join your Facebook group, and I am going to make a concerted effort to share the fact that you are a Spanish-speaking coach and guide and mentor, because I don't think that there are enough. And I think the need is in crisis proportions, and especially for women and men, and also especially for role modeling for our children. So Aura, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I've loved this conversation. I'm delighted to know you, and I'm already looking forward to whatever our next engagement is going to be.
Oh, thank you. Such an honor to meet you, to get to know you. And thank you for having me here. Thank you.
I'll see you soon. Take good care.
Bye.